שופטים chapter 2 with your permission. ספר שופטים, שמואל הנביא ראות ברוח הקודש, and he wrote it not in order. Certain things that he wrote certain things that happened at the end, but he put it in the front in order for us to understand certain things. Chapter 2 starts, Vayal Malach Hashem min Hagligal el Habuchim, an angel came up from the place called Gilgal. Gilgal was a place that Am Israel dwelled first when they came to Eretz Israel. So after Am Israel settled in Eretz Israel, after Yehoshua ben Nun divided Eretz Israel, and whatever he did not divide, the rest of the tribes captured and conquered and they divided, they did not get rid of the goyim that they lived in Eretz Israel. As we learned last week, they left a lot of goyim stay at their own property. It says in the Navi, chapter 2, sentence 1, with your permission, Vayal Malach Hashem min Hagligal el Habuchim. An angel came up, El Habuchim, to the criers. Vayomer, the angel said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ale etchem in Mitzrayim, I brought you from Mitzrayim, Vavi etchem el Haaretz, Shishbati Lavotechem. I brought you to the land that I swore to you, O Father, ואומר לו, אפר ביתי אתכם עולם. I will not break my treaty with you forever. ואתם לא תחרטו ביתי יושבי הארץ הזאת. You should also not make a treaty with those people that live in this land. מסבוכותיהם תתעשון, you should break the altars ולא שמעתם מקולי, did not listen to me. מה זאת עשיתם? What did you do? And this was the prophecy from הקדוש ברוך הוא, but when he writes it, it was a malach Hashem in Agilgal. Really, it was not a malach, it was Pinchas. And the Gemara says, that person that spoke now, this was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and he is now the Kohen HaGadol. Elazar already died, and he is that Kohen, and he is talking to Am Israel, and he tells them a prophecy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a Kohen and a Navi together, like Eliyah Kohen was a Navi, like Aaron HaKohen was a Navi. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you that he brought you to this land and you should not make any treaty between you and the goyim that live in Israel, and you did not listen to me. And then I said, Lo agaresh tam mipnechem, I will not chase them away from you. Vayu lachem letzidim, they're going to be something bad for you. Ve'elohev yu lachem emokesh, their God, the statues, the Avodah Zorah, it should be like a trap, like a mine to you. ויהי את בוז כדבר מלאך השם את הדברים האלה לכל בני ישראל ויצאו העם את כולם ויבכום. The whole time to cry. Why you to cry? I mean, nothing happened. So maybe because of the last statement he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's not going to chase those goyim from Eretz Israel, and those goyim are going to be something very thorn, like a thorn freaky to Am Israel, and the statues is going to be like mine. So they're crying. They called the place Bochim, they sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though at that time the Mishkan was already at Shiloh, and after the Mishkan was supposed to be at Shiloh, you're not allowed to sacrifice in the other place. Nevertheless, the Nabi said that Am Israel, after they cried, they named that place Bochim, even though the first sentence already says, ויעל מלאך השם יגיע אל הבוכים. And בוכים is a place. But it means, at the end, they call this place בוכים, and they sacrifice to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And the question is, you're not allowed to sacrifice. You're allowed to sacrifice only the Mishkan. Until the Mishkan was in Shiloh, every person was allowed to sacrifice in his own backyard. At the time, says the Gemara, the Mishkan came to Shiloh. This was 14 years after we came to Eretz Israel, you're not allowed anymore to sacrifice but at the Mishkan. As long as Shiloh was on the spot, you are not allowed to sacrifice in any other place. Here's what it says, that that place that's called Bochim, Am Israel sacrificed of it. Now we're going back to Sefer Yehoshua, things that we already learned in the past, but Shmuel HaNavi decided to rewrite it here. Even though we read it already and we know the story, but this is just a repetition. Again, Shmuel HaNavi decided to rewrite it, even though that things already happened. We are in Sefer Shoftim, and we're going to talk about Yehoshua now. And since Yehoshua already died in Sefer Shoftim, now it's already a couple of years after Yehoshua died. But Shmuel HaNavi decided to rewrite the story about Yeshua Binu. He shalach Yeshua at Ha'am, and said this is what Yeshua was still alive, of course. He sent the nation home. Yeshua bin Yisrael ishtet machalato, lareshet et ha'aretz. After Yeshua gave his last speech in Sefer Yehoshua, he told the nation, this is my last speech, and now everybody can go back home, and you're going to inherit the land. ויעבדו העם את השם כל ימי יהושע וכל ימי הזקנים אשר ימים אחרי יהושע. The nation worship הקדוש ברוך הוא as long as יהושע was alive and as long as the old people that lived after יהושע אשר ראו the one that saw את כל מעשה השם הקדול אשר עשה לישראל ואת עבד את הקדוש ברוך הוא דין. וימות יהושע בן נון עבד השם אל 110 שנים יהושע died at the age of 110 ויקברו אותו לגבולות נחלתו. Again, the whole thing is repetition already. All those Sukkim are already in Sefer Yehoshua that he died. Like the Lord told Yibun HaChalto, they buried him next to his own territory, the Timnat Chiref, Be'ar Ephraim, Mitzafon Le'agash. Gam Kol Ador Ahu Nesu El Avotav, the whole nation died, Vayakom Dor Acher Acharev, there's a new nation. Yafesh Shmuel HaNavi is writing that you should know it's a new nation here. Asher Lo Yabdu Et Hashem, וגם את המעשה אשר עשה לישראל. The new nation came, they don't know anything about הקדוש ברוך הוא. Right. You said it was supposed to live 120. הקדוש ברוך הוא cut 10 years from his life because Yeshua stretched the time in order to live longer. Of course, he meant לשם שמיים, but he did not like this idea. He knew the minute he's going to finish dividing Eretz Israel, he's going to die. He said he's going to take it easy. As long as he's going to be alive, and he will not divide Eretz Israel to everybody, he's going to stay alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately cut off 10 years of his life, and he died earlier 10 years. He was supposed to live 120 years. And the same exact story with Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to live 120, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut 10 years of his life, for a few reasons. And Yeshua was, at least if you remember, I spoke about it, Yeshua was a spark of Yosef's neshama. He was Yosef's grandson, great-grandson, and he lived exactly 110 like Yosef, and also Yosef lost 10 years of his life, as well as Yehoshua, from a different reason. But Yehoshua also lost 10 years of his life. And sentence 11, Rabotai, we give permission, Vayasub Nisrael letara b'nei Hashem yabdu et ha'ba'alim, that after Yehoshua died, and the old people that lived right after Yehoshua died, and Nabi tells us that there was a new generation that don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're worshipping idols. They have Zvuet Hashem Elokei Avotam, the left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amotzi Otam Mitzrayim, the one God Almighty took us out of Egypt, Vayalchu Acharei Elohim Achrim Elohim Ashelotayim. They went after those statues from the nations that they're surrounding them. Vayishtachavu Lahem, they bowed down to them, Vayachisu Et Hashem, they made Hashem angry. Vayazvu Et Hashem, they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yabdu la'ba'al v'la'ashtarot. Two kinds of avodah zarah. It's called ba'al, ashtarot. V'chalach Hashem Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. V'yitnim b'yad shosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them in the hands of those bad goyim. V'yashosu otam. They killed them. They tortured them. V'yimkerem HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sold them. B'yad oyveihem misaviv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sold them in the hands of the enemies. ולא יכלו עוד לעמוד לפני אויביהם, they could not barely stand in front of the enemy. בכל אשר יצאו, in everything what they tried to do, יד השם הייתה בהם לרעה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, his hand, came to them and made it for the bad. It means whatever they touch, whatever they try to do, everything failed. V'asher dibir Hashem v'asher nishbar Hashem la'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and swore to them, v'yetzer la'im me'od, they suffered very much. V'yakem Hashem shoftim, this again, this is like a summary of Sefer Shoftim that Shmuel HaNavi wrote. So this is in plural, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed judges, v'yoshiyu miyad shoftim, they saved them from those big enemies, from the ones that are going to take away from them everything. Migamah shoftim lo shameu. Rabbi Shmuel writes that they didn't listen to the judges. Nifnu achir Elohim achirim. They went after the statues of the Avodah Zarah, v'yishtachavu lahem. V'adar unto them, so many naderech. Quickly or without any manners, they went off the right path. Asher chovav atam nishmua mitzvot Hashem v'asher atzuchot. They didn't listen to the mitzvot. V'chikim Hashem v'hem shoftim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did appoint some judges, v'ya Hashem v'hem shoftim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along with the judge, v'oshiyam yideh miyad v'hem, he saved them from the enemies. Kol yom ha'shoftim, as long as this judge was alive, ki nechem Hashem v'hem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not take the suffering and the screaming mipnei lochatzeihem from the one that squeezed them, v'dochakeihem, the one that pushed them so much. V'ya v'mot ha'shoftim, when the judge died, Yeshuvu v'yishchitu me'avotam, they went and they did even more bad things than the fathers did. Again, lalechet achrei Elohim achirim, to go after those idols, lo'avdam, mishtachavotam, to worship them, to bow down to them, lo yipilu me'aleihem et hakam hakasha, they did not stop from doing bad things. V'yichar av Hashem Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, excuse me, v'yom, Hashem said, Yan, asher avu ha'goy hazeh briti, they did not listen to me and they broke my treaty. They listened to me. I'm not going to continue to throw out of Eretz Israel min ha'goyim, from the goyim asher azav Yeshua v'yamot, Yeshua left and done. L'man l'asot ba'am et Israel, in order to test you. Ha'shemrim im ederech Hashem l'lechet ba'am kashe shamo v'otam im lo. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he is not going to send those goyim, they're giving us a hard time, in order to try us, to test us. If really we keep the Torah, the path of God on us, the way our fathers did. Vayamach Hashem et ha'goyim ha'eleh, Kadosh Baruch Hu left those goyim to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, lebeti orisha ma'er, not to chase them quickly from Eretz Yisrael, ve'lo netanam b'yadid Yeshua. The Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give them in the hands of Yahushua. Again, this is a summary, this chapter is a summary, we're going to learn the whole Sefer Shoftim about the suffering of Am Yisrael's generations until David HaMelech, and this Shmuel HaNavi writes that until David HaMelech, and maybe until Shaul HaMelech, we suffered so much from the Goyim that lived in Eretz Israel. And this is, and it says, because we did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we let the Goyim stay and dwell in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Shmuel writes it, he says also, this has to do a little bit with Yahushua, that Yahushua did not do this job. Chapter 3, with your permission, V'ela Goyim Asheni Hashem Nasot Bamit Yisrael, those are the Goyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, living in Eretz Yisrael, Nasot Bamit Yisrael, test them, Israel, to try them. Et kol asher lo yadu et melchamot Kanaan. They did not know the wars that took place in the time of Yahushua. Rak leman da'at dorot bnei Israel, in order to know the generations to come, lelamda melchama, rak asher lefanim lo yadu. Things that they didn't know before. It's a question, what does it mean? Those are the things. Chamesh et tzarnei plishtim. This is five, so we say, families or five groups of Palestine that they were left in Eretz Israel. All the problems that we have today with the Palestine. This is, the Navi says, that Am Yisrael left those five groups of Palestine, the Cholak Na'ani and the nation of Na'ani, Tzidoni, Echibi, Yosef, Arbanon. This is the Syrian people, Mehar Baal Hermon, from the Hermon Mountain, Ad Levo Hamat, until Hamat. And this is the places that today the Syrians owned the whole time. And this is now, it's in our hands, but before 1967, belonged to Syria. So this is Navi right, that those are the places that Am Yisrael left, did not capture it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them stay and dwell over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us the power to chase them anymore. By Yos as Navi sent us forward your permission, then Nasud Baruch Yisrael, it's a test for you. Nadat Noah Ishmu et Mitzvot Hashem, if Am Yisrael is going to listen to the Mitzvot Hashem, Tzivat Avadam Yad Mashem. Here comes the tragedy. It's in the of Nesir Yashu Bekel Baktani. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu left those nations, and Am Yisrael dwells among them, Afnani, Achiti, Amori, Aprizi, Achibi, Aibusi, they did not chase them out of Eretz Yisrael, like who had not them, Elayim Lenoshim, they got married to the Shikses. Dead not them, not only that, they gave their own daughters to those Arabs. The Abdul Elohim also, they also worship their God. They did the bad thing in the eyes of God. They worship the Avodah Zarah.
Over how many generations?
Shalom Aleichem.
Okay.
If I can answer.
How many generations?
We don't know exactly how many generations. We don't know. But this again, this was a summary of Shmuel HaNavi that wrote this book.
Right.
I'm sorry, I couldn't wait for you.
It's all right.
And this is a summary until the next pasuk is a summary until pasuk chet in 7 and 8. That Shmuel HaNavi writes at the end of his life this book, and that chapter is a summary of the whole book of Shoftim. That is from the time that Yeshua Ben Nun died until really Shmuel HaNavi, until really Shaul HaMelech, was the time of judges. It was called Yemei Shvot HaShoftim, constantly. On and off, Am Yisrael suffered very much from the goyim that lived in Eretz Yisrael and around Eretz Yisrael. A judge used to come and used to either to fight or to do certain things to make it easy for us. The first one was Otniel ben Knaz, and then it went through the whole Sefer Shoftim until the end of Sefer Shoftim. This was suffering at, I don't know how many generations, but a lot of generations, I don't know how many. Maybe 10 generations, maybe more, I don't remember. I don't know if there is any information, how many generations. They suffered, and the judge used to get up and help them, either fight the goyim or kill their leader, we're going to see in a minute. And then he died, the time is said again, worship of Avodah Zarah, a new judge came, a new judge helped them, either he fought the nation or killed the head of the nation, and he died, and again they did the same thing. Again, the judge, that's his promise, the whole book of Shoftim. That's the purpose of this book. Adesha Shmuel HaNavi wrote this introduction, the chapter 2 and the beginning of chapter 3, to tell you what you're going to learn. You're going to learn about those generations that suffered and were redeemed and suffered and redeemed, constantly back and forth, but usually it's the same pattern, that they used to suffer from the goyim, and the goyim killed a lot of them, and they took the money away from them, and then a person used to come, like a Mashiach used to come, and save them, and then for a few years they had some quiet, and then he died, and again the whole thing down, and again a new justice. So the sentence A, this is really the first time the Am Yisrael suffered a lot. It says, Vayichar af Hashem Yisrael emchirem biyad kushan rishatayim melech haram narai. In English it's called... No. It's Assyria. Mr. Assad. Kushan Rishatayim, the wicked of the wicked. Kushan Rishatayim, it says he was a black person, like a black person, but Rishatayim means twice as much wicked. Rasha is one wicked, and Rishatayim means two. He was very bad. We have many threats to Kushan Rishatayim, 8 years, the whole of Israel became slaves for that guy. He ruled all of Israel. ויזכו בני ישראל אל השם, דעם ישראל סכויים תו הקדוש ברוך הוא ויקם השם משה בני ישראל וישיע. הקדוש ברוך הוא brought a person, את עתניאל בן כנז, אחי כלב הקדוש ממנו. עתניאל בן כנז was the president of שבט יהודה, כלב's brother. ותהי עליו רוח השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא helped him, he was a nabi, according to the midrash, he never died, he didn't have a funeral. when time came, never died. He walked straight to Hebron and inside Marat HaMakpelah down to Gan Eden. Never died. And he was so great. So the first charge that we had, his name was Otniel ben Knaz. This was Caleb's son-in-law, Caleb's brother and Caleb's son-in-law. He went alive to Gan Eden and he saved them Israel. But he had a Ruach Hashem. He went and he was able to kill the king of Aram. His name was Kushan Rishatayim. But Aoz Yadol Kushan Rishatayim, not only he killed him, he was able to take away the land from them and also rule them. Not only they did not rule us, he was strong enough to rule them. But Ishkot Haaretz 40 Shana, 40 years was quite near to Israel. ויאמות את נהל וכנס. נותנים גז ביים. זה נביא ויוסיף נעשה ספרה בני השם, as we said before, this is the pattern that we're going to see through the whole book of Shoftim. The minute that this guy died, Am Israel went back. They started to do the bad things again. ויחזק השם את הגבול מלך מואב על ישראל, אל כי עשו את הרב בני השם. ולא פסד את מואב, outside of Eretz Israel, came the king of Moab, his name was Eglon. And he is going to give very hard time to Am Israel. When he himself sentenced the team with the permission, he gathered the love of Zne Amon and Amalek, he called the nation Amalek and Amon. They went and they fought Am Israel and they defeated Am Israel. They took back Yericho. And all Am Israel became slaves 18 years for Moab. They started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same pattern. Vayakem Hashem Lemoshiah Etu Ben Gera, Ben Haimini, from Shevi Binyamin. All of a sudden became a person, his name was Ehud Ben Gera. Ish Yitir Yadimino, he was a lefty. Vayishlochu Bnei Yisrael Biyadu Mincha Yom Melech Moab. So they decided...
What is it that he's a lefty?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, I don't know what's so important about it. You see, Binyamin. Binyamin means Ben-Yamin. It means should be a righty. And he was the grandson of Binyamin, but he was a lefty. The word Binyamin means Ben-Yamin, the son of the right hand. That's what Yaakov called it. And here, this guy, that he's the great grandson of Binyamin, he is a lefty. I don't know why it says. So he is the new leader. What the new leader has to do? It says, Vayas lo, Ehud Cherev, Ehud made himself a sword, Velash Tefiyot Gomed Onka. Look at how long was that sword, and he had at the end of the sword like two knives. Vergo Otam Itachat Lemadav, he put it underneath his uniform, Ali Rechimino on his right side. Vayashir Itam Incha Legum Melech Moab, then he has a present. Adam Israel prepared a present to give to the king of Moab. And at the time, king of Moab ruled Eretz Israel and took away from them Yericho. So Ben Gera, that's the new judge, he decided that he is going to give him a present. In the meantime, he takes his sword, he puts his sword underneath his uniform, and he comes, nobody knows that he has a sword, and he comes and he's going to bring that present to the king of Moab. Eglon Ishvarim Od. Eglon was very healthy, not only very healthy, it means he was overweight. Then he gave him the present. He told the rest of the people, go back, I have to stay here. Then Eglon went someplace where they used to dig and cut some marble. אשר את הגלגל נשא יגרע, והיא אומרת, דבר שאתה לי אליך המלך. He said, let me, I have something to speak to you. I have to talk to you about something. והיא אומרת, אז, so Eglon said, okay, everybody should be quiet, because the Ruben Gera brought me the present, he wants to tell me something, so be quiet. They took me עליו, כל העומדים עליו, he said, everybody get off, get out of the room, I want to speak to Mr. Ehud. Ehud בא אליו, Ehud came close to him, והוא יושב בעליית המקרא, he was sitting on a place that was in the summertime, And we had a place, they didn't have air conditioners those days, and they had a place that looked like a shed or something to cool off. And he was sitting over there because he was overweight, he was very hot. And he was sitting over there to cool off, and the Ehud came closer to him. I showed him a door that he was sitting by himself at that place to cool off. Vayom Ehud, Ehud tells him, Dvar Elohim li elecha. I have something from God to tell you. Vayakum Alak Yaseh. He respected God so much, he got off the chair. He said, you going to tell me something from God? Let me hear what God says. He got up from the chair, Vayishlach Ehud et yad smolo, then he took, he was a lefty. Quickly, while he was standing up, Ehud stretched his arm and took the sword out. Immediately he stuck it into his stomach, his belly. I mean, this is a Navi. This is not a, you know, this is a, not a story. This is not a Saddam Hussein children. I mean, this is just the Shmuel Navi decided to write it. I mean, why do you have to know this story? I mean, what are you going to learn from this? Not only the sword came in, the handle as well. It means the whole thing went inside his stomach. He was so overweight. He did not even take it out. He went outside. It means his stomach came out. Ehud went to the corridor outside. It says he went outside and started to close all the doors. He went outside. Then his slaves came and they see, said the doors are locked. Maybe he's going to the mikveh, maybe he has to go out. They said, let's wait outside. And they're waiting. They waited until the thing is there in the bathroom or he's doing something, washing his face. And then he doesn't open the door. They call them after the extra key. They open up the door. He's dead. Ehud ran away until they decided to check out what's going on. He ran away. When he came back to the land of Eretz Israel, he blew the shofar behind Ephraim, in the name of Ephraim, started to go to attack the Moab. Ehud told them, chase after me, now you're going to destroy your enemy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the enemy in your hands. They captured everything, they did not let anybody pass. They killed all the overweight people and all the strong ones. Nobody was able to run away. It says, then 80 years was quiet. The question is, what's the purpose of those two chapters, and what the Navi wants to teach us? It happened to be this parasha as well. You can find it, Parashat Maaseh. In Parashat Maaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tells us the borders of Eretz Israel, you'll find in the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tells us a similar statement that we already learned, that when we get to Eretz Israel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, we should please get rid of all the goyim that live in Eretz Israel. And the Torah tells us, this is for Hashem, that Hashem is warning us that we have to get rid of all of them, and if we keep them in Eretz Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be very upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, Chas v'Shalom, to punish us. Not only to punish us, then the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will punish you in the same way I wanted to punish them. And this is really almost the last thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in this parasha, Parashat Maaseh. And we should get rid of all the people in Eretz Israel. And that's what really we read in the Navi, that Am Yisrael did not fulfill that obligation. And this whole Sefer Shoftim, we're going to see that Am Yisrael, this is the pattern we're going to see, It constantly was on and off, on and off. Am Yisrael had problems with the goyim, either the goyim from inside the Israel, either from the goyim outside the Israel. The judge used to save them, and as long as he was alive, everything was fine. And when he died, all of a sudden we went back, and again we did the same thing, and again was a judge. That person really, that was talking to Am Yisrael, Vayal Malach Hashem, is an angel. The Gemara says, the Midrash says, this is Pinchas. The Pinchas, again, was the Kohen HaGadol at the time, was a Nabi, and he came to Am Yisrael, and he was the first one that warned Am Yisrael and told them that you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at you, he did not get rid of the Goyim. But now the statement is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not get rid of them anymore. Now you got a problem. He says, now, after he did not do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave them, and you won't be able to get rid of them so fast, and they're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and this is going to be a test for you to see if you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love the Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not chase them. And of course, says Ari, the question is, what is that mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to get rid of those goyim? And what is that mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to do the job himself? I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. Right.
We gotta do it.
Right. The question is why we gotta do it. The question is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want them over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will chase them away.
But then it wouldn't be a mitzvah.
Right, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So we don't need a mitzvah. We really don't need a mitzvah. Why there is a mitzvah? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us a mitzvah that we should chase the Gemara of Eretz Yisrael? We don't need this mitzvah. And this mitzvah is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give it to us, and now we did not do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, now you cannot do it anymore. Because you just did not do it, this is going to be a test for you forever. So of course, that person, his name is Pinchas. And the first guy that we learned that gave Am Yisrael a hard time, this was the king of Aram, Syria. The second guy that comes here is the king of Moab. That king of Aram, that his name was Kushan Rishathaim, he was a great grandson of Lavan. Says the Gemara that this guy Kushan Rishathaim, the king of Syria at the time, he was a great grandson of Lavan, a great-grandson of Bilam. The second story that we just learned, the king of Moab, his name was Eglon, he was the grandson of Balak. So those are the two first enemies that we had in Eretz Yisrael, the king of Aram, the king of Syria, that he is the grandson of Bilam, and the king of Moab, that he is the grandson of Balak. This guy, Mr. Eglon, the king of Moab, when Ehud ben Gera came over to him and told him, I have to tell you a message from God, he stood up. Says the Gemara, because he admired HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he himself did not believe, if we may say 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just because Ehud ben Gera told him, I have a message from God, from my God, at the respect he was standing up, his daughter was Ruth, David HaMelech's grandmother. Says the Gemara, because he has so much respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is going to be our great-grandfather. This Eglon Melech Moab is really our grandfather. His daughter was Ruth HaMoabiah that was married to Mahlon. Eventually she got married to Boaz. Eventually her grandson was David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, this was...
Why should we have gotten rid of the king of Moab? Or the Moabite,
this
is what we had to
invest in.
Right.
That roof that everybody was supposed to come from,
so why didn't
you
get rid of it?
Right. Very good question. Thank you. So this is the same story that we learn really in this parasha as well. Nekom nikmat bnei temeta midyanim. Originally Balak was from Midian and he was just appointed to be the king of Moab. But originally he was from Midian. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu before Moshe Rabbeinu died. He said, you go take your revenge from the Midianim. I says, not from the Moabim, because I need there, there's a girl who's going to come from that nation, Ruth. So leave it alone right now. Let's wait till this girl is going to get born, and then, this is the story really in here, in Parashat Sefer Shoftim, that Ehud ben Gera is going to destroy that nation, Moab. But the idea is, it's not just a story, it's just a repetition, almost something similar to what happened in Parashat Pinchas, that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen went and he killed Zimri ben Salu, that got married to a girl. I said, that girl was a Midianite, was the daughter of Balak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. If you remember last week Parasha, it says when this Zimri ben Salu took this boy, the girl, and said he's going to marry her, it says, Vehem Mabuchim, everybody was crying. And then Pinchas ben Elazar had a sword, and the sword, he hid the sword underneath his clothing, and he went to the room where the Zimri ben Salu was, and he killed him. The Gemara said he was very big, overweight, fat, and Pinchas killed this guy. At that moment that he killed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just calmed down, if you may say, and did not fulfill his anger, Chas v'Shalom, to destroy Am Yisrael. That's exactly the story that we just learned. That Ehud ben Gera, for example, he has a sword underneath his clothing, and he is going to tell this guy, Eglon Melech Moab, I have a secret, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to stick the sword in his stomach. Something very similar to what Pinchas had done. And this is something that it's necessary for us, says Dari, to understand the concept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So of course, says Dari, that this is the story that happened in the Shittim, that Tam Israel did not obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did two things. At first, they did Avodah Zarah. As well, they got, if you may say, they wanted to stay, to dwell, to live with the non-Jewish girls, the Moabiyot, the Midianiyot. And of course, this is going to cause destruction of Am Yisrael. It's like in America today, the assimilation in America is over 90%. This is 1944, we had 6 million Jews in America, 1944, and according to the calculation, we should have had today $32 million Jews and so on. This is the statistics of the New York Times. In America today, we have only 6 million Jews. 6 million. The simulation is very big. This is that exactly what Ari said is going to be before Mashiach is going to come. That happened in Sefer Shoftim. In Sefer Shoftim, right after Yeshua ben Nun died and the Zkenim, the simulation started immediately with the Arabs. Immediately, that's what the Navi Shmuel told them, Israel, you did not fulfill your obligation, you left the Goyim dwell in Eretz Israel. What's going to be is two things. You're going to get married to the Goyot, to the Shikses, and eventually you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. And then you're going to be a judge, and he's going to save you from the Goyim, and the judge will die, again you're going to die. Again you're going to assimilate to them, again you're going to marry the Goyot, again you do Avodah Zarah. It's going to come a new judge, and this is the whole special theme, the repetition of the story of Pinchas. Today, this is where sentence chapter 2, I'm sorry, starts. Vayal malach Hashem min abochim. It says, El Abochim, it says, Min HaGilgal, it says, an angel. This is Pinchas, it became an angel, never died. It says, he's described as an angel, and he comes to a place that's called Bochim. It says, who is crying? It says, the crying is the same cry that Am Israel cried when the president of Sevet Shimon brought this Shikset to Moshe and says, may I marry that girl? It says, then Pinchas came and saved Am Israel. This is really the repetition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you know, now that you left them, now this is going to be your obligation. So they're going to dwell next to you, and that's going to be your test. You're going to make a peace with them, and they're going to live around you, and see what's going to happen. You're going to want to marry into them, and eventually you're going to forget that you're a Jew. Eventually you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. Eventually you're not going to go on the path of God. So this is really the purpose of this book. That as long as Yeshua was alive and the old people were alive when they all saw Yeshua and the miracles, everybody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute Yeshua died, and you don't see a miracle, immediately you become friendly with the goyim around you, that you dwell among them, and immediately you do what the bad things that they do, and you learn from them, and the assimilation immediately will take place. Eventually, you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, eventually you're going to be dismissed from this land. This is really what says in the sixth parasha as well. It is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the borders of Eretz Israel, and the borders in Eretz Israel is needed for us to know what is really the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't want in his palace anybody but us. And this is called Yerusha. This is called that we inherit Eretz Israel. It's not that we got it as a present from the United Nations in 1947. Eretz Israel belongs to us because that's the land that belongs to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is the land that Hashem said that no one is allowed to live but us in Eretz Israel. And you cannot say, okay, let me have a Palestine state next to me and I'll be very friendly with them and I'll do business with them. That's what the Torah says, you have to stay away from them. Because eventually assimilation will start to say, no, what is assimilation? So you read Sefer Shoftim and you read the whole history, you see generations after generations, constantly Am Yisrael went off the path, and the first step was the assimilation and doing Avodah Zarah. And the two first leaders that we had, really what they did is something similar to what Pinchas did. And Otniel Beknazet was the first leader that we had. He was very similar to Pinchas. That Pinchas never died, and he's still alive as Eliyahu Navi. It says this guy, Otniel Beknazet, was the first judge as well, never died, went straight to Hebron and went to Gan Eden. He never died, something very similar. He fought Kushan Rishathaim. He, Otniel Beknaz, fought the king of Syria, the king of Aram, that he was the great-grandson of Bilam, that gave the advice to Mr. Balak of the assimilation and being friendly with the goyim of Moab and Midian as well. Eventually, you can do Avodah Zarah. Eventually, you will not be able to stay and dwell in the land of God. Because the land of God, says Dari, what it means is that you are the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you may not be assimilated and be mixed with the goyim. Your root is different. Says Dari, this guy of Neir Knazes was the first leader. He was able to overcome Kushan Rishathaim, that he had the power as Bilam, and was the grandson of Lavan and Bilam as well. Says he killed him. And he was able to release Am Yisrael, and he was leading Am Yisrael as long as they were by themselves perfect. It says he died, Am Yisrael started assimilation again. Started as well worshiping Avodah Zarah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a person, Ehud Ben Gera. It says Ehud Ben Gera is going to do something very similar to Pinchas. That Pinchas killed Zimri with a sword underneath his clothing. He said, this guy is going to do the same job, but he's going to kill a Gromer from Moab, and this is Balak. He says, the Balak and Bilam had the same idea to destroy us by being assimilated and being mixed with the Goyim. He says, this is the story, the first king that came and ruled us, Kushan Rishathaim. The whole idea came, again, because we, as a nation, as well as Yeshua ben Yonatan was our first leader, did not finish the job. Now, he says this is to blame, part to blame Yeshua ben Nun, that did not finish the job sending all the goyim out of Eretz Israel, because he stretched it, as the way the Gemara says, and took his time, died ahead of time. By the time he died, 10 years earlier, Am Yisrael left all the goyim living in Eretz Israel. Because they left them, they became friendly with them, and they started to assimilate with them, and eventually do Avodah Zarah. Says Navi, you should know, this was the idea of Balak and Bilam, to assimilate, to finish Am Yisrael, it's going to be the best, you don't have to fight with them, let them get married to our daughters, let them give us their daughters, we're going to be one nation. So Navi, this exactly what Shem and Chamor told Yaakov Avinu, and that's what Shimon and Navi could not tolerate, that idea that we should be one nation with them. Of course, we said it to him, but the idea was to take, it was a trick to take Dinah out. Or they should 100%, they should convert. But to leave a goy in your backyard, this is something dangerous, says the Navi, and that's what the Torah says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is very upset at us, if we let them stay. So that's a mitzvah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the mitzvah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, get rid of the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, do not let them live. And of course we did not follow the instructions, starting with Yoshua, going through the whole book of Shoftim, that we had problems with the Goyim inside Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim outside of Eretz Yisrael, just because we let them stay in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Navi said, you might be able to get rid of them until Mashiach will come. Until Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. So that's the last test before Mashiach will come, it's called the test of the year 6000, that you have Goyim all around you, and the question is if you'll be able to hold strong not to assimilate to them. It said HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the nation with Pinchas that he was Malach Hashem, it says that now that you left them, and you did not fulfill the obligation, now you won't be able to get rid of them. That constantly you can have those that problem assimilating with the Goyim, that Jews will not be able to disconnect themselves from the Goyim. You're going to have them in your own backyard, and you think it's not bad. Eventually, you read Sefer Shoftim, the Navi says they got married to the Goyot, not only they got married to the Goyot, they gave their own daughters to the Goyim. Eventually, the old worship of the Zarah, they lost their religious, and they lost the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something very comparable to what we learned the last story in the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at us. It was very upset at us in the Shittim. It's not just because we went out with the Shittim. It says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the assimilation started at that point. It says the only person who can save you, this is Pinchas. It says by taking his courage and go, is not being afraid of the tribe of Shimon, having the sword underneath exploding and killing the presence of Sefer Shimon. Says Dari, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm very proud of him. Says Dari, this is what the Shoftim, the judges that we had this time of our history, is those judges that showed they're not afraid of anything. Says the main guard, the symbol, the first one that really showed it, is Ehud ben Gera that went to the king of Moab in his room and he told him, I have a message for you. And of course, again, he was the grandson of Balak, Melech Moab, that originally was a Midiani. And Ehud killed him in his room and ran away and then started the war and won the war. Says he did something very similar to Pinchas. Says Dari, that this is the courage that the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from our leaders. That he expects from us, from our leaders, to be courage and not to fall and fail in front of the Goyim and beg mercy from them. He says, this is our obligation, to stay away from them and to stand firm and to say, I'm a Jew and I don't accept you religious and I don't accept the assimilation. He says, I don't want to be one nation with you. It's wrong. He says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be by ourselves, to serve him by ourselves in Eretz Israel. Of course, a Goy that wants to convert is welcome to convert. But you cannot have a Goy in your own backyard, even that Goy is a good Goy. Because eventually, Tazari, you're going to intermarry with the Goyim and you're not going to have Am Yisrael. Tazari, that's the purpose when he writes it in this way, that he first writes this introduction in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, you should know what you're going to learn in the whole book. The whole book is just a warning for us that we have to stay away from the Goyim. That's the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is said in the Midrash as well, that you should not have a partner, a Goy. That's halacha. It's not something that you get punished. But the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch writes it, and that's halacha that says in the Midrash and the Gemara that you should not have a partner a Goy. I'm sorry? In business, yeah. You shouldn't have any partnership in a Goy. You should not own a company that you have a Goy partner with you, because it's very dangerous. It's something like a neighbor, says Dali. It says like your neighbor, you have a neighbor in your backyard and you'll be very friendly with him and he's going to invite you, he's going to talk to you. Eventually, assimilation, says that's the whole book of Shoftim. It says eventually, that's, it says Moab. It says the king of Moab is doing your eye to kill. It says why is killing him? It says Moab is giving you a hard time. It says why is giving you a hard time? It says giving you a hard time because of the Moabiot. Because of those girls that came with the advice of Bilam that gave Balak. It says those are the first two kings that were destroyed by Israel. After we got to Eretz Israel, we should not have had to do with them unless because we left them alive in Eretz Israel. Then because we left them alive, Hashem said, now you're going to have to deal with them. Now this is the mitzvah for you. This is the mitzvah that I gave you first before you crossed the Jordan River. I told you in Parshat Matev, in this week's Parsha, get rid of them. Get rid of them is only something that you should be careful that if you have to serve God, if you are the children of God, that you inherit Eretz Israel, this land belongs to you. You cannot have a mercy on someone that does not obey the mitzvot. Let him stay here. Let him live in Hebron. Let him live in your old city in Yerushalayim. He has no place to stay there. Unless you're a Jew, you have no right to be in the palace of God. That's what Ari says. Ari doesn't say it the way I say it, but Ari says it in a different way. But this is the question that every Jew is asking. He says, why all the oil has to be in Iraq? Why you cannot have some oil in Yerushalayim? It would be very nice to have some oil well in Yerushalayim or in Tel Aviv. He says, in Ashdod. He says, there's nothing. He says, you have in Abu Hudus, you have in Egypt, you have in Sinai. He says, in Israel, as much as they want to drill, they can't find any oil. Nothing. Almost zero. He says, What's the problem? Darin says, Darin doesn't say it on oil. Darin says on different things. Now he says that you have to understand the certain things that are inside the ground are rubbish. It's garbage. He says, of course, you can use garbage just to put in your car. But oil is not something to be proud of. We're not allowed to say, but it's discrimination. It's black. It's black. It's dirt. If you would have made the oil white, it would be something good, Darin says. But then he talks about something else, some other things that's in the ground. He says, Akadosh Baruch Hu did not want to have in his own palace black things. He doesn't want to have oil. He wants an Israel to have good things. And it is a description what there is in Israel. He says, Ma'anuzo Tomot Yitzimel Kavar. He says, there's special springs underneath Eretz Israel. Akadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have oil in Eretz Israel. So here, this is the borders. This is Parasha. Akadosh Baruch Hu writes the borders of Eretz Israel. He says, who needs the border? You don't need the border. Baruch Hashem, we have an army. Baruch Hashem, we have brave soldiers. Let's expand to the end of the world. And that's true. You can expand to the end of the world. And Shlomo HaMelech ruled a lot of space. Ahav ruled a lot of space. He said, it doesn't matter what you rule. The question is, what's the borders of the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Eretz Israel really is the land of Eretz Israel. It's not the land. This is the land that we got as heritage from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means this place is the palace of God. It's not just something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is your land. This is my country. It's not our country. It's something we got an invitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadari to live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. It's not that we live in Eretz Israel. In Eretz Israel is the place for the Jews. Eretz Israel is not a place for the Jews. Eretz Israel is the place of God. And God invited me that I should dwell in His palace. It's not that I got a country like Uganda, like Madagascar. This is Eretz Israel is the palace of God. And God, I'm a guest. But not only a guest, God told me, you know what, I'm giving it to you, this is my palace, I want you to stay in my palace. So Zari, after Bahu in his palace, doesn't want to have oil underneath the ground, he wants underneath the ground good things. Again, Ari doesn't say the word oil, he said other things that we have underneath the universe. So Zari, those are the borders that's written in this Sfarashah in the Torah. We don't need really a border. It says, Kol makom ha'shito kafar lechem lachem nitzatim. He said, any place you want to capture, as children of God, you can own. So this is what David HaMelech started to go and capture certain countries. So you may capture anything you want. You can dwell any place you want. But you should know the place that I designated for you, this is my palace. Eretz Israel is my palace, and I give you my palace, you should dwell in Eretz Israel. And those are the borders. And those are the borders that I don't want in my palace anybody but you. And that's the mitzvah that God gave it to us. So listen, as you, my child, I want you to guard my place. This is also a mitzvah to watch Bet HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim and the Leviim to guard Bet HaMikdash. This is the palace of God. This is, if we say, His own personal room in His palace. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah that we should appoint Kohanim and Leviim in certain places, as the Mishnah, they had to watch Bet HaMikdash. It's not you don't watch it because somebody might steal something. This means that you show that this is the room, if we may say, the personal room of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his office. But the land of Eretz Israel, says Ari, this is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the borders are to teach you, to tell you, where is the palace? Of course, you can live any place you want. But this is the palace of God. The palace of God is, that means you're not allowed to let anybody in. You cannot just say, let this Arafat have a place over here, and this guy over here. It says, this the Navi says, chapter 1, Sefer Shoftim, and Israel, those go in. They can stay here, you cannot let them. You don't understand, it's not something that you got it from Herzl or from the United Nations. That's the place that you got originally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the palace of God. You cannot, you're not a boss to say, okay, this is going to be the mess. He says, give this guy this. He says, who are you to tell them what they want to do it? Let them do it. I mean, what can I do? This is the land of God. He says, again, this is the palace of God. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvah. He says, as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, first, you have a mitzvah to watch my personal suit, my personal room. This is my personal office, this is Beit HaMikdash, and it's constantly, in Beit HaMikdash, day and night, the Kohanim and Leviim had to stand on 21 and plus 3 spots in Beit HaMikdash and watch. It's not because they were afraid of a Sus HaBamer, it's just to show that you understand what is the office of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what this is the room. This is, no, the room is there, it's like Rav Dilek, you know, he's a big rabbi. So that's his office, you have the Shamash watching his office. It says, we have to watch the house of God. It says, the house of God is Eretz Israel. It says, that's what it says. Asivilach Tiyunim, it says in the Navi Yirmiyahu. It says, there are gods all around Eretz Israel. It's not a God that I don't want the enemy to attack me. There's no enemy to attack me. It means to show that those are the points of the border, that this is the palace of God. Again, I can live in any place I want, but I have to know this is the palace of God. I have no right to tell somebody, come, join me, I make a club. He says, he's my friend, he's an Arab. Let him stay next to me, he's my neighbor. He's a very nice person. He's a very nice person. It's true. But Hashem said, he cannot leave. This is my palace. You can stay outside the palace. Outside the palace is Mecca. You can live in Mecca. But to live in Eretz Israel, you have to be a resident, a citizen. A citizen, it's only Am Yisrael that accepted the Torah. If you accept the Torah, you have no right to be there. Says Am Yisrael, says one Nabi, that says to Yeshua as well, let the goyim, it says, doesn't matter, you know, it's a nice boy. Let him stay, says, you're not supposed to tell him go. You cannot let him live in Israel, you don't understand. Assimilation will start right away. Not an assimilation, you can wash him off of the Zahara right away. Says, this is the palace of God. This is the worst of the worst is if you assimilate or you mix with somebody that is not right to step on here, I mean, you're getting married to him. So this is the continuation, says Ari, the sin that started in the Shittim, that Am Yisrael starts to get married to the Goyot, but it's Am Yisrael about full worship of Avodah Zorah, until the Simchas that showed no fear. It says, this is what the Navi says, Shmuel Navi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, says Pinchas, to tell you that because you left those Goyim in Yisrael, now you've got a problem. Now your test is even harder. Now you won't be able to get rid of them, and constantly through generations, you see, through the history, really history, says Ari, that constantly, all the time, the Goyim, they want that Yisrael. Says, what do you want? El Kut, says they want the Yerushalayim. They want, what do you have Yerushalayim? You have Mecca. Get away from here. No. This is my land. So what do you want? Maharat HaMakpelah. You want? What do you have? Maharat HaMakpelah. Yitzhak, you have nothing to do with Yitzhak. Abraham hates you. Yitzhak hates you. Yaakov hates you. Everybody hates you. What do you want from there? What do you got over there? Ishmael is buried in Sinai. You go to Sinai. Says, no, says Ari. Constantly you see the Goyim demand the Eretz Israel. He says, look at the Bible. It says the land belongs to the Jews. He says, no. Not to the Jews. Now it's mine. So you believe in the Tanakh? You believe? He says, no, it's mine. He says, what are you talking about? You believe in God? He says, you should get away from Eretz Israel. Leave it alone. He says, no. Because, says Ari, we left the Goyim living in Eretz Israel during the slave. Then the Navi Pinchas came and says, now Hashem said, from now on, they're going to stay over there, you won't get rid of them. It's because that's our test, says Ari. That's what the Torah says as well in this parasha. Now that you're going to leave them, to live in that place, until Mashiach will come, you're going to have problems with them. If you have peace with them, it's even worse. So we said the Shoftim, you see, the minute the Shofet died, the judge died, the prime minister died, and then they got the simulation again, worshiping Avodah Zarah, until the new leader came. The new leader came, chased them away, everything was good, until the new leader died. That's the message that Shmuel Adi wrote, introduction, Sefer Shoftim. We should know what we're up to. We're up to stay away from the Goyim, to make ourselves just devoting ourselves just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land that's called the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.